Welcome back. The Schiller Institute Chorus has a concert of hope coming up on Sunday, June 8th at 3 p.m. at Christ Church on Quincy Avenue in Quincy. And I was so happy to meet conductor Jen Pearl virtually back in November. She's here in person now to tell us more about the chorus and about this concert and about how you might be able to get involved. Jen, great to meet you in person.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So as I mentioned, I think it was back in November we spoke virtually for the first time. Yes. And the chorus, though, itself has been around for a while now, right?
Yes.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Well, we actually have a bigger chorus in New York, the Schiller Institute New York Chorus, and then we are kind of an arm of that chorus here in Quincy. I would say we've been around for probably about 7 or 8 years, yeah, something like that, in Quincy. We were in other areas, and then we kind of settled here in Quincy the last few years.
And there are Schiller Institute choruses around the country, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tell me about that, the institute, first of all,
sure,
and how the chorus concept developed.
Sure. The Schiller Institute's been around for about 40 years. Yeah. It was established by Helga Zepp LaRouche, and the intention is to bring out, kind of celebrate and bring out the best of each culture around the world and kind of look for both the diversity and also the unity of those cultures. And classical music and folk music, traditional music, is kind of the reflection of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually very beautiful. We try to incorporate, you know, both traditional and classical music into our concerts, and we the responses we often get is how unified these things are, even though they're from, you know, different language cultures and things like that.
Yeah.
So that's our intention.
Sure.
Yeah.
Music and food, right? Two of the most common denominators in human history.
Yes.
So it's great to have that here in Quincy as well. The Institute itself, what is its kind of its mission, its goal?
The mission is promoting economic development, that nations move away from sort of the financial control by the international financial cartels and things like that, and move towards sovereign nations working together.
Okay.
And so to do that, you also need to understand the different cultures and how they come together and interact.
Yeah, so a think tank, would that be a fair description?
Yeah, you could say that, yeah,
okay.
Think tank, yeah.
Okay, based in New York?
Based in New York. In fact, we just had an international conference this past weekend in the New York area, and one of our panels was on culture, the diversity of cultures. And it was quite beautiful. There was a discussion about classical culture. We also had some Persian musicians performing on the, I forget the name of the instrument, but very beautiful and chanting music. We had Chinese folk songs performed by some beautiful Chinese singers. Then they turned around and sang Mozart.
Wow.
So it was really,
it was
really wonderful.
Yeah. Now the chorus itself, how did you become involved in the chorus?
Well, I've been part of the Schiller Institute for a long time, and a big, since I have a kind of a singing background and a classical music background, I'm a voice teacher, I just kind of took up the helm to start the chorus here.
Okay.
So I've been, you know, kind of part of it for a while.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what is its current state here in Quincy? What's the chorus consist of?
We are a community chorus.
Yes.
We are open to everybody, and you don't have to have any previous singing experience, because one of the things we're really committed to is vocal training.
Okay.
So we do take the time every week to actually work with people on their voices, because that's sometimes a little bit what people are nervous about, that they've never sung before.
Very self-conscious, right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it's very personal singing. But we are, a community chorus. We have people of all ages, all backgrounds, all experiences. We have some people who have sung quite a bit before, and then those who have never sung before.
How many members, even just roughly?
I would say like around 25, something like that.
All
so we're definitely growing. We stuck through COVID having, you know, Zoom rehearsals, but we definitely have grown since then.
Yes. And, you know, age demographics, what would you say is the makeup?
I would say it's a mix. I mean, I'm happy to say that we do have some younger people.
Yep.
That's some of the challenge with community choruses, is appealing to the younger generation, and I think the repertoire has a lot to do with that.
Mm-hmm,
I think the spirituals, some of the traditional music, but also we've had a couple of people tell us they're looking for choruses that sing classical music.
Really?
Yeah.
Young people?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. It's interesting. I think actually this generation, the younger generation,
there is
actually a newfound audience, I think, for classical music.
Interesting.
I really do. And I think part of that is the ability for artists to connect more directly to young people through social media and things like that. People see that it's more human than maybe it has been in the past.
Okay. Well, I'm told that Beethoven was a real rebel, really outspoken in his day,
yes.
So that probably is appealing as
well. Yes, absolutely.
Folks who do a little bit of exploring.
Yes, yes.
men and women, what would you say is the ratio?
We definitely have more women than men.
Okay.
We definitely want to recruit more basses and tenors,
okay.
So if you're
right.
out there.
Yes. My next question, Jen, how does one become a member of the Schiller Institute Chorus?
You can just show up at our first rehearsal in the fall, or you can contact us on the email address that I think
we'll put that
you're
going to
post.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. You just reach out, but also we're going to be starting up again in the fall, and people can come. On September 12th, we're going to start up again.
September 12th,
yes.
Right at Christ Church?
Yes, right at Christ Church.
Okay. And is that where the performances are held as well?
That's where we've been doing our performances, yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
The next one is coming up.
Yes.
It's the Schiller Institute Chorus and Friends.
Yes.
Spring concert, Songs of Hope, featuring American composers of classical music and African-American spirituals. So there's a wine
yes.
dichotomy there. Sunday, June 8th at 3 p.m. at Christ Church. Tell
yes.
me all about it.
Well, this is a really exciting program. It's actually expanded even since we made that flyer.
Oh, okay, good, good. We've got the latest news then.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we are going to have, music of Bach, Haydn, and Mendelssohn. And then all kind of pieces that are very, they really do represent this idea of hope, optimism. Mm. They're sort of gentle, beautiful a cappella. A lot of them are a cappella, so no instruments.
No instruments.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we're going to have a huge number of African-American spirituals. This has been a big commitment by the Schiller Institute to preserve the African-American spiritual as the real American classical music. As the American art song, you could even say, in
okay.
a certain way.
American classical music.
American classical music, okay. Yeah. So we're going to have a wonderful baritone, Juan Suarez, who is a New York and Boston-based baritone. Mm. We'll be performing three selections of Harry Burley's spirituals, which are absolutely beautiful and probably familiar to many people.
Okay.
And then the chorus is going to perform a few very rousing spirituals that I think will get some people will be excited about.
Up on their feet clapping?
Yes, up on their feet.
Okay, all right.
And then we're going to have some, we're going to feature a female American composer, Amy Beach, who actually was born in New Hampshire, so she's a New Englander. She was born in the mid-1800s, and she died around World War II.
Mm.
And she wrote some beautiful, she was actually quite prolific.
Mm.
She debuted at the Boston Concert Hall at the age of 16.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So we're Michelle Aaron, a soprano friend from New York, will be performing a song cycle of Amy Beach. And the nice thing is it's in English because it's American, so people will understand. And then we're going to do a short choral piece as well by her. And then there's some other things, some Spanish pieces as well.
Wow.
From a Colombian soprano. And one thing I wanted to bring up that we'll be featuring is the Going Home piece by Dvorak. This was actually based on Antonin Dvorak's symphony, the New World Symphony, which was his ninth symphony, which he wrote after he came to America from the Czechoslovakia, and he was inspired by songs of African-American and Native American songs, and he incorporated those songs into the symphony. His student, William Arms Fisher, then took the melody of Going Home and added poetry to it, and that became a choral piece.
Oh, wow, okay.
So I think it'll be a very familiar melody to folks, and the poetry is beautiful. It's about, you know, what it means to go home, whether that means, you know, moving on to heaven, dying, or going to freedom. You know, there's a metaphor there.
Mm.
So we're going to be, the chorus will be performing that as well.
Okay. Now, is there kind of a narration, Jen, for these pieces, you know, to explain what you're talking about right now?
Yes, we try to do that.
Okay.
We try to make kind of a historical context for things.
Yeah.
We're also going to have because we like to incorporate poetry, we're going to have a couple of Shakespeare sonnets recited as well, which are related to the hope theme.
Okay. How long is the performance?
I think it's about an hour.
Wow, that's a packed hour.
I know.
Yeah.
maybe it'll go over a little, but I think that's about what it is. And then we like to have a reception afterwards so folks can you know, talk and discuss and meet the artists. We really love having that as part of the, you know, part of the afternoon.
Right at the church.
Yes, okay. Right at the church, right after.
Now this is free.
Yeah.
Yeah, how are you able to do that?
Well, we basically have raised some funds from the community,
okay.
Enough to pay the professional artists that are coming in and
yes.
tune the piano and
yes.
do all the things.
yes, right.
But that's basically it. We basically just raise the funds from the community, and we're extremely low budget, but we manage.
Okay. So you'll be wearing a lot of hats, right?
Yes, we're wearing a lot of hats.
In addition to, oh, being a soprano, by the way, and then a professional voice
yes.
instructor, you're probably moving tables and chairs around, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And members of our chorus have been extremely wonderful in terms of going out and asking, you know, family and others to support what we're doing.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
And that's where the support comes from.
Yeah.
So.
Any other concerts planned for Quincy later this year?
We like to do... We don't have anything planned. We usually like to do something around in November around the anniversary of the JFK assassination. We usually try to do a memorial concert every year.
Which is when we talked last.
Right,
actually.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
But we don't have it planned out yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, rehearsals are how often?
Rehearsals are every Friday.
Okay.
They go about an hour and a half. We've extended them a little longer. Every Friday, we really stick with that. We encourage folks to be as consistent as you can, because
yeah.
obviously that's how you get. But we also try to provide practice tapes and stuff so that during the weeks, people can practice.
Okay. Is there a cost to be a member of the chorus?
The only thing is pitching in to help pay for the room.
Cost of your time.
Right, the room. That's the main thing.
Yeah. Okay. So it really is a labor of love.
It's a labor. It definitely is. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
For folks who might be interested and have some questions and are a little unsure, you know, I mean, they like to sing, but they're not sure if they can. What's your advice to them?
Come and try it out.
Yeah.
The thing about singing in a chorus is that you're surrounded by people, so you're part of a bigger mission than just yourself.
Right.
So I think it's a little bit more relaxing to be part of a section as opposed to doing karaoke.
Being
or
in
something.
The spotlight.
Yes,
yeah.
exactly.
Yeah.
And also, I think, I mean, our chorus, we're unique in the sense that we have a real mission to intervene into the culture. We're not just entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, music is more than just entertainment.
Right.
It plays a real role in society. And I think that the more people have a sense of that, the more they, I think, can feel part of it.
Yeah. Are the members Quincy residents, or is there a good mix, would you say?
It's a good mix,
yeah.
but I would say mostly Braintree, Quincy, but we have some who travel a little further.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Is this the closest one in our area? Is
yes.
it here in Quincy?
The next one would be in New York.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. And what is your kind of goal for membership? What would you like it to be at?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd love to be able to do, like, have, you know, 60
wow.
people in the chorus and
okay.
be able to do big works like Brahms Requiem and things like that.
Yes,
but,
all right.
you know, we'll get there.
Okay, little baby steps, right?
That's right, that's right.
You mentioned there's a pianist and accompanist, right?
Yes.
Is there other instruments as well?
We sometimes do. In this particular concert, no. We have okay. a wonderful collaborative pianist and vocal coach, Mi-Jin Choi, who is a local amazing pianist who also works with singers and has a great background. She'll be accompanying our soloists as well
okay.
and our chorus.
All right. So do you kind of, to be a member of the chorus, Jen, do you have to have that mindset of what the mission is or you know, can anybody kind of join
I think
it?
Anybody can join it
okay.
and then people have different levels of interest in
yeah.
that kind of discussion or idea. I think the main thing is the repertoire.
Okay.
I think that's really what attracts people. It's just this, we have a very strong commitment to classical music
mm-hmm.
and spirituals and traditional. We kind of don't do like popular music and
right.
things like that.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, and so some, you know, folks are looking for that, so they can join us.
Sure.
Yeah.
Tell me about your audience. You know, who are your folks that come into, your groupies, if you will.
Yeah.
Come and watch, yeah.
Well, a lot of our chorus members have been pretty amazing in terms of building an audience
mm-hmm.
Among their friends and family. We try to do a lot around downtown. We put flyers up and we do
mm-hmm.
try to do a lot of outreach.
Sure.
One thing we've done is gone to various events in Quincy, especially ones that tend to be music events, because we figure that's an audience that will be interested.
There's a
and
lot
just
of
do
them.
The old-fashioned flyer,
yeah.
yep. you know? And, you know, I would say, and then some members from the church come
oh, okay.
too.
Sure.
So I think it's a wide mix of people.
What kind of is the feeling you'd like folks to take away from one of your performances? You know, what is it you hope they get out of it?
I think optimism.
Yeah.
I think
it's right in the name of the next concert, right? Songs of Hope.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I think optimism. I think when you hear really beautiful classical music or spirituals, you get this sense of real joy in being human, and that there's a universality that we all share. So I think that if folks can kind of be uplifted, that's the goal.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
You probably share that feedback in the reception afterwards, right?
Yes. And that's really important too, to get the audience feedback and see what they think.
Sure.
See what, you know, especially in terms of when we go through the history.
Yes.
But also try to give some education to folks too, you know.
All right. Anything else you'd like to share right now?
I don't think so.
Okay. Again, it is the Schiller Institute Chorus and Friends. Who's the Friends, by the way?
Oh, those would be the soloists that we invited. Yeah.
Okay. Spring Concert, Songs of Hope. This is Sunday, June 8th, 3 p.m., Christchurch on Quincy Avenue. Free, but donations are welcome, I'm sure, and appreciated, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Jen, thank you so much. Great to speak with you, and hopefully we'll get some good information out about the chorus and about the upcoming show.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.